We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
And shine, Memphis. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, the Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditation, sound baths, wellness, and mindful chats to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routine. I hope you guys are feeling good this rising. And sure, for all of us on many different levels, it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy week. I'm sure lots of ups and downs, hopefully more joys than it is any pains or anything that doesn't make you feel good. And so right now we're listening to Andre 3000. I don't know if any of you guys got the opportunity to check out his flute album. I guess that's what... I don't know what he's calling it. I mean, he's calling it as a body of work. That's what it is. This particular song is, and stay with me because the title is long. It's I Swear. I really wanted to make a quote unquote rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me. I'm still, okay, this time, this is the way the wind still blew me this time. That's the entire title of the track, y'all. So enjoy it. You know, allow the different sounds to kind of tickle your psyche. You know, allow your mind to lead you to a new place of discovery. Maybe you've been overwhelmed, you've been thinking a lot, and maybe this is a moment that you can take for yourself, whether you're on the way to work, whether you're already there, you're still in your bed. You know, you're taking a moment to yourself before the kids wake up. I want you to take this moment just to breathe in. Enjoy these sounds. Enjoy the spaciousness of it all. And as you breathe deeply, I want you to think about what you're grateful for. Think about the great things that have taken place this past week. The things you have to look forward to. And I want us to sit in gratitude and excitement. So I'll leave you to that for a moment. Thank you. Hey friends, I really hope that you enjoyed that quick moment to yourself and you were able to really think about something that you're grateful for or something that you're looking forward to. I would like for us to, I guess, all together, practice a bit of mindfulness. I'm going to lead you guys through a type of guided meditation so that we can practice some mindfulness and truly acknowledge how we are feeling right now. So I want you to take a few deep breaths with me, in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you can, and it's safe for you to do so, close your eyes. If you're not already in a comfortable position, please get into a comfortable position. And I want you to continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, paying attention to how the breath feels entering and exiting your body. When is the last time you've actually taken a full deep breath? Recognize what it feels like to fill your lungs entirely with breath. And with every exhale, I want you to feel yourself settling deeper or sinking deeper into your body, into your bed, into your chair, into the floor, whatever it may be. And I want us to go through a body scan. We're going to just bring our awareness to a different part of our body. And as we allow the breath to travel through that part of our body, if we're feeling any sort of pain or discomfort, I want us to show love to that part of our body and release it. So I want us to start with our feet. And as you breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to observe how you're feeling right now. If you need to make any adjustments, do so. You can wiggle your toes, roll your ankles. Notice any pain or discomfort you may be feeling. Are your feet cold? Are they hot? Show love to that part of your body for carrying you so far, for being a major part of your everyday experience. Now you can work your way up to your ankles, to your shins. Acknowledge any feelings there. And as you work your way up to your knees, recognize any feelings, any tension there. Move your legs if you can and if you would like to. You can place your hands over your knees. If you're feeling aches or pains there, show love to that part of your body. Send breath to it. And you can work your way up to your thighs and to your hips. We hold a lot of tension in our hips. And also in our lower back and most parts of our bodies. But as we breathe into our hips and into our thighs, I want you to settle deeper into relaxation and knowing that you are safe and you can ground yourself within your own energy. Continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Work your way up to your abdomen, noticing how you feel, If you're feeling any butterflies, any discomfort, nervousness, anxiousness. And I want you to show love to that part of your body. With every inhale, take notice of how the breath feels, how it may move your body. With every inhale, pull in the things that make you feel good. And with every exhale, push away those feelings of anxiety or worry or stress. In this moment, we can truly focus on solely this moment and how we're feeling right now. Notice any thoughts or feelings that come up as you breathe through this part of your body. Are you feeling any negative sensations or any positive sensations? You don't have to judge it if you don't want to. You can just experience it. Allow it to be whatever it is. Become the observer of your body and of this experience. When we acknowledge these little sensations, do we notice that they go away? Or are they still there? Usually our bodies are always, actually, our bodies are always communicating with us. Every sensation, every pain, every twitch is some sort of message or a signal that between our mind, body, spirit connection, there is communication happening there. So sometimes these pains in our bodies or these the discomforts, the ailments are more than just physical. I'm personally a believer that everything happens in the spiritual before it happens in the physical. So, especially in the mental. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as you observe what thoughts come to you. Continue to breathe deeply and work your way up to your chest area. As you pull in breath into your lungs, show gratitude for the ability to do so, the ability to have life and to still be able to experience. Our experience and our connection with joy and pain can be very complex. But also very enlightening if we allow it to be. As you continue to breathe deeply, you can place your hands over your heart space. You can show love to yourself. Offer up forgiveness to yourself for anything that you've done that you're not the happiest about, or extend forgiveness, extend grace, offer grace to yourself. And work your way up to your neck, to your throat. Allow yourself permission to think and feel. Speak your truth. Share your truth. Share love. Speak joy. Speak life. Show gratitude for the ability to share, to speak, and be willing and excited to exercise that right. You can work your way up to your head. Are you feeling any tension there? Any headaches? Any pressure? Show love to that part of your body. And you can release it. And find calm and peace in this moment. And as we conclude this moment of mindfulness, I hope that you're able to not shy away from taking these moments for yourself. it's okay to take what, at least 3 minutes to breathe, to reorient, to center yourself. Because, I mean, if you don't do it for yourself, we can't truly expect other people to give us the time and the grace. We have to be willing and capable, or feel capable enough to do it for ourselves. So thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that moment. Right now, you're listening to Sir and Anderson in Pack. This is Poetry in Motion. And as we continue to enjoy this moment, I want us to think about, something that we can do this week that give us the opportunity to extend grace to people. How can we show that we understand, or not even that we also always understand what other people are going through, but that we're willing to be empathetic, to show grace, because we all handle things differently. And let's say we go to work and someone, you know, treats you a certain kind of way that doesn't make you feel good, and we're looking at the way that we feel, the way that they made us feel, but we also don't know the things that led up to that moment, right? And that's not making excuses for poor behavior or anything of that nature, but sometimes we should consider that everyone isn't okay. And certain people don't know how to handle stress, emotions, trauma, you know, all of those things. So I want you guys to consider that. And as you show love and grace to yourself, you're able to show it to others. And this song is Whelmed by Imok. Let me give you a moment to enjoy that.
So I could talk out the truth. Ain't no way to skate away into corny. me. Am I lonely? Had to find a way to let go of you. I fell talking to you. Ain't been this sad over hill since 2002. Holding on to yesterday like your hands in it. Thinking you were hurting and I had a hand in it. At the risk of all the wrong things, I let my heart sing and told you what we already knew. Take what you need.
Secrets in the hole in the wall.
Take what you need.
Secrets in the hole in the wall.
You're Okay by Taliba Safia. Fun fact, that's my friend, and I'm also singing background vocals on that track. So if you know my voice, you can hear me a little bit. This next song is Castles by Don Rashad.
Yeah. Medulla oblongata, feeling in my body that won't. feels like, oh, it feels like. Every single time I think about it, it gets
to me, it gets to me.
I feel it in my body that won't let me be. It feels like, oh, it feels like. Every single time I think about it, it gets
to me, it gets to me.
It feels like an old pain that is not mine. It feels like a soul pain that is not mine. It feels like an old pain that is not mine. It feels like a soul pain that is not mine. It feels like an old pain that is not mine. It feels like a soul pain that is not mine. It feels like an old pain that is not mine. It feels like an old answer that I cannot. All that time spent on a lost hope
to be fair to myself, yeah.
Every breath a reminder that I don't know
to be fair to myself, yeah.
Life's an hard thing to feel,
and I'm here to feel
what I'm here to feel. I'm done running from it.
You guys are enjoying the vibes. Again, you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and my name is Carrie Lee, and this is Healing Frequencies. So we just heard Ashe by Imok, and this is Femit Forward and Ombre with You Deserve. So I love this song, let me just say that. And I don't know if you guys operate like me, but as of late, these past probably 7 years, I've been saying this thing, oh, I deserve. And honestly, sometimes I realize that I'm not actually believing that I deserve or that I'm worthy of things. And you know that whole thing, fake it till you make it. I mean, honestly, I think it's just manifesting. And if you keep speaking these things, you keep saying it, at some point it has to be true. You know, it's like everything is going to align to match the vibration that you're putting out there. You know? So if you keep speaking and knowing that you deserve, then those things that you want, that you desire, will continue to flow in. They'll come to you, okay? So enjoy the words, enjoy the music and the sounds.
When the purpose divine, this time I ain't talking family. When I say see my Grammy, really don't mean a thing to me. Long as I got peace, say, why would you wait for something fake? So when you ready to flush, come get what you deserve.
You deserve.
What you deserve.
masterpiece by Salt. This is another amazing song that, y'all, it make me feel so good. It got a little bop to it, so you can't help but want to just, you know, do a little jig, you know what I'm saying? Catch a little groove, you know, while you're feeling good in your body, feeling good with yourself, feeling the love that you have to offer your own self, okay? Come on, she said, or they said, you can clearly see God made a masterpiece. So I hope that you're looking at yourself like you're a masterpiece, okay? Flaws and all, if you want to call them that, you know, these different parts of our personalities, our characteristics, our physical appearance, you know? Yes, come on, please don't change your smile. So take in these lyrics, y'all. If you can, dance with yourself, okay? Do a little body roll if you can.
Every time I get out of my way, a little bit of me is set free. Once or twice I can feel the change. I gotta do it for me. I gotta do it for me. Can I be selfish just a little? Make time for this on my time. Break down all my melodies so I won't get way ahead of me. Can't think of this a mistake. Won't you try to wait for me? I gotta do this for me.
To WYXR 91.7 FM, and my name is Carrie Lee, and this is Healing Frequencies. So we are at the point of the show where I pull a card for y'all. So I have the rest deck. If you've been listening, you know, these past couple of months, then you know what I'm talking about. So I pulled a card, okay? And so this deck is all about just kind of giving us little gentle reminders of the different ways that we can get rest, you know, different, I guess, different little notes that will help us realize how important rest is and that we can break away at any moment to take what we need. Okay, so the card that came out was divest from capitalism, lay down somewhere. And on the back of it, it says, when you feel guilt and shame for resting, view it as evidence of your brainwashing via grind culture. Be grateful for this insight and use it to transform guilt into power. Rest guilt-free, knowing you are following a path to liberation. Rest is your right and an ancient practice. Rest, deprogram, and repeat. Okay? I love that. Show grace to yourself. Like they said, go lay down somewhere because you're tired. Okay, honey, and if you're tired, you literally cannot give others the best part of you. And I don't know about y'all, but I prefer to share with myself the best parts of myself. You know, I feel like people deserve that because I want the best version of other people too, you know. Okay, and then the other deck is the self-care deck. First of all, let me acknowledge this song. This is Affirm Me by Jade Nova. So before I get into the self-care card, I'm going to let you have a moment of this song and I'm going to come right back.
Can you just help? Make me feel safe, never discern me. Need to feel seen, can you affirm me? Right in the clouds that you left me. Scream from the top of your lungs, tell me I'm the one. Made me feel safe, never disturbed me. Need to feel seen, can you affirm me? Right in the clouds that you love me now. Made me feel proud, saying loud. Thank you.
So, the self-care card. Actually, can we acknowledge how beautiful this song is? It's so cute. I just love it. J Nova makes amazing music that will definitely help you feel good. Okay, so the self-care card that came out is Connect with Earth. And if you are in the Memphis area or surrounding areas, you might be experiencing this rain, because I'm looking out from the station and it's looking quite wet outside still. And so with the Connect with the Earth card, I love it because in the breakdown it mentions feeling her raindrops. You know, immerse yourself in Mother Nature's medicine by walking on the grass, feeling her raindrops, touching the snow, swimming in her waters, or sniffing her flowers. Spending time outdoors is a wonderful way for your body, mind, and spirit and soul to rejuvenate, to heal itself. Take a hike at sunrise or sunset. Head to the beach for the day or to the river, okay? Go on a bike ride or work in your garden. Just some air and be grateful, okay? Just get some air and be grateful for all that nature provides for us. If there's an unexplored outdoor activity that you feel a connection with, think about how you can manifest that experience. Do what you can to get outside for at least 15 minutes a day so you can enjoy the fresh air and tune into the beauty of your natural surroundings. Okay? I love that. This also comes with a journal prompt. It says, what local nature spots have you meant to go to but have not yet made the time to visit? And what has been holding you back? For me, it's been the botanical gardens. I've been feeling drawn to go. Like, I don't think I've been since elementary school, actually, or like middle school for like a field trip. So I'm definitely overdue for that. So another card fell out that I figured I should share because it's giving divine. So it's spend time with friends. I love that. And the card has this cute picture of this like friends gathering, you know, they have stuff on the floor that they're playing with, they're having tea, they're discussing things, they're making plans. And so this card comes with a mantra that says, I am surrounded by loving reflections. It says, friends are one of the greatest gifts in life. Plan a time to meet up with your friends in person to do something fun, aka go outside. Even if the simple act of sitting around and talking about what's going on in your lives. If you've been out of touch with friends who keep coming into your thoughts, make sure you get caught up with them. Reach out to a friend who lives far away. Share the best of what's happened to you both and see what you can learn from each other to propel you forward on your journeys. To call in more fun and more profound sense of connection, plan a nice fun circle with your besties. You know, whatever you want to call it, a gathering. Bring your friends together to share wisdom and experiences around a theme, or arrange something, some sort of tradition, start something new to celebrate something. Like, even if it's just, okay, we're halfway through the year, okay? We made it, you know? We're making it through our goals. We're accomplishing things. That's enough to celebrate, you know, the fact that you have breath, that you're able to connect with each other, meet up once a month. I know I have a group of friends, new and old, that we've been wanting to do that, and I definitely want to make that effort to make those things happen, okay? People are valuable. Your friends are valuable. And for those of you who feel like you don't have any friends, maybe when you go on that outdoor activity, or you go to an art museum, or you go somewhere where you happen to meet people, you meet more like-minded people that can ultimately become friends. So this song is Praise Jah in the Moonlight by YG Marley. So enjoy that, and I'll be right back.
These roses.
So much to be grateful for. I hope you guys are feeling excited and motivated for the rest of your Saturday. I encourage you guys to check out the farmer's market. Go and get yourself some fresh vegetables, some knickknacks, some loose little things from different local artisans. I've gone to the Cooper Young one recently and was able to get like some really cute and cool things for my family. And they have farmers who have flowers, they have mushrooms, they have tinctures and body oils and different things of that nature. So I want you guys to check that out and give yourself something good on this lovely Saturday. Again, this is 91.7 FM. My name is Carrie Lee and this is Healing Frequencies.
City, one. the bed.